It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Please remember, our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, gets underway in less than 1 month. Still time to take advantage of the $10 early bird discount. Details before the end of this program. Topic number 5 this week, General Armageddon. That's the nickname of the new commander of Russia's forces in the war in Ukraine. You see him on the screen behind me here, and that's his nickname among his fellow Russian officers. This follows another interesting week of developments in the war in Ukraine. Russian intelligence leaking information to a military correspondent in Russia by the name of Alexander Kautz. The cargo detonated on the Crimea Bridge, the bridge connecting Russia to the Crimean Peninsula, last Saturday, was packed in the back of a truck, wrapped in 22 pallets. Sadly for the driver of the truck, identified as Mahir Yusupov and Aziri from Azerbaijan, he was not aware what was in his truck. However, it appears that this truck, which was packed in Bulgaria, crossed into Armenia, then into Russia, then Georgia, then back into Russia before crossing the bridge halfway, was apparently just a decoy to create the mirage of cause and effect, according to this Russian intelligence source. They have determined now that when the truck reached the point at which it was detonated, an explosion of about 1,000 pounds of explosives mounted on the bridge itself were detonated, and the train, the fuel train that caught fire and burned on the rail section of the bridge, had been stopped in place by a false signal indicating to the train that there was traffic on the tracks ahead. And so it was there above the explosion, which ignited the fuel and caused the fire that damaged the rail section of the bridge. That was reopened in about 14 hours. Anyway, what was a short-lived public relations victory for Ukraine and the West, as the bridge is mainly open now. Half of the truck transport side is now open. The rail side reopened within 14 hours. This is led to Russia's largest aerial bombardment, rocket barrage of Ukraine since the beginning of the war. It has reportedly knocked out more than 60% of Ukraine's power grid, which suggests that Russia has been exercising some restraint, at least as far as infrastructure, so far during the course of this war. Now, not defending Russia here in this at all, just saying that things can get a lot worse from both sides. And the fact that the former commander of Russia's forces in Syria, Sergei Surovikin, General Armageddon, now in charge of what's happening in Ukraine, is not a good sign. It just, I will say again, it feels like we are slow walking into World War III. And we pray for the people of Ukraine, especially, that this is not what happens. Topic number 4 this week, China. We learned that China has opened dozens of overseas police service stations, including one in Manhattan above a noodle shop on East Broadway. This report released by Safeguard Defenders, which is a human rights watchdog, was released earlier this month. It found that there are police stations on several continents, 3 in Toronto, 1 in Manhattan, that are essentially carrying out policing operations on Chinese nationals on foreign soil. This is really a violation of national sovereignty, as the Chinese Communist Party is using these police service stations to spy on Chinese nationals and perhaps engage in other surveillance activities inside these countries where these service stations are set up. This, of course, triggered a rather strongly worded response from Republicans in Congress, who sent a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken demanding to know why the Biden administration has allowed China to set up a police station in New York City. Topic number 3, the border crisis. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports that Mexican cartel income from human smuggling has increased by about 2,500% over the last 4 years, from about $500 million a year in 2018 to $13 billion this year, which would make these human smuggling operations a rather, large corporation. In fact, that income is roughly equal to the income of the Fox Corporation. And I don't mean just Fox News. I mean the entire Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News. As I said earlier this week, that means that the Mexican drug cartels and their smuggling operations now bring in more money than Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham combined. This is going to be difficult to stop because that money buys a lot of influence. Texas counties, 32 of them now to date, have declared that they are under an invasion, that the cartels have operational control of the U.S.-Mexican border. And with this kind of money involved, they're not going to give it up lightly. This is going to take some political will and perhaps some unpleasantness along the border to shut things down. Topic number two, declining birth rates. This is a very, well, this is a story that stretches out across decades. Birth rates in the Northern Hemisphere especially have been dropping for decades. The United Kingdom, the United States, Europe, Russia, even the Far East have seen birth rates decline below replacement rates in recent decades. But over the past few months, the year-over-year decline has accelerated not just sharply, but startlingly, jaw-dropping numbers. The UK, for example, in June of this year, saw a 13% drop of in births from the previous year. This is unexpected, but we've seen this in a number of other places. Taiwan showing a 22% decline, Sweden 15%, other nations around there, even some states here in the United States reporting year-over-year birth rate declines in double digits. This is completely unexpected. Now, you would assume that the corporate media would take notice of this because this is really hard to ignore. But instead, we're seeing stories like this. America's fertility rates are falling. That's cause for celebration, not fear-mongering. Because as we said the other day, the corporate media take on this, the official narrative, is that this is related to the empowerment of women. Women getting college degrees, entering the workforce, delaying marriage, delaying having children, but not the declines that we've seen since the spring of this year. 10, 15, 20% year-over-year declines, completely unexpected. Declines that we've seen in the decades leading up to the past few months was a matter of choice. Yes, birth control, career, education, and so forth. But what we're seeing now is something else entirely. What's the cause? We don't have hard evidence. And we have to remember that proximity is not causality. But what has happened over the past 2 years on planet Earth that might significantly affect a large percentage of the population, especially those of childbearing age? Yeah, wide-scale experimental vaccine. Somebody needs to get to the bottom of this and find out the mechanism that is causing this. Because, again, this is unexplained and unexpected. And frankly, this kind of birth rate decline, not to be alarmist, but it would seem to suggest an existential threat to the human race, spread out over a long enough period of time. Coming up, failure of the education system, broadcast all over the internet. That's ahead on the Friday Five.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Kahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Kahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Kahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled, Join SkyWatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the SkyWatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one on the Friday Five, why can't Johnny read? Well, perhaps it's because his teachers aren't doing so good-ish either. And I chose my words carefully there. Look carefully at the sign on the screen. This is an advertisement for a posh elementary school, which in the UK is called a grammar school. I am reliably informed that we here in the United States used to call them grammar schools as well. I'd kind of forgotten that. I'm just a young pup. But this school in Kent spelled it grammar, G-R-A-M-M-E-R. The Dover Grammar School kind of left red-faced, or administrators anyway, after putting that out there. Locals in Kent spotted it pretty quickly and were more than happy to point it out to school administrators. Used as a source of humor and joking, but in a broader sense, it's really kind of sad that nobody caught that the name of the school, a grammar school, misspelled the word grammar. Irony is a harsh mistress. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, launches November 4th. All the video presentations will be available for you to view for 6 months from November 4th onward. But, as a free bonus, you get access to all six feature-length documentary films from SkyWatch Films. And this includes the most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. I was honored to have a small part in that film. It got a little emotional toward the end there, but if you can't get emotional about the Word of God, you're not really comprehending what the message is there. Anyway, speakers who have put together presentations for this conference include Carl Gallup's best-selling author Joel Richardson, Dr. Ken Johnson, whose work on the Dead Sea Scrolls has been so fascinating, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, whose books just one after another keep clearly identifying and predicting where we are going as a society and as a world, our good friend Aaron Lipkin, who's the archaeologist, well, archaeology fan as we are, which is why we partner with Lipkin Tours for our tours of Israel, Mondo de la Vega, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal Gurman, founder of the International Biblical Apologetics Association, Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, another new voice who's joining us for this conference. You can get a complete look at all of the speakers, the biographies, and of course, take advantage of the early bird discount by signing up now at defenderconference.com. Again, the conference goes live, and when I say live, it means the videos will all be available for you to watch on your schedule on November 4th. But if you sign up by next Friday, the 21st of October, you save $10. $10 off with the early bird discount by next Friday, October 21st. And again, all video presentations available beginning November 4th at defenderconference.com. Speaking of Israel, we'll be back there next March, 19th through 30th of 2023. Aaron Lipkin tells us, notified us just before the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles, which they are now celebrating in the Holy Land and around the world, that we are nearly needing a third bus, which is a wonderful problem to have because we want to share what we have learned about these battle sites, these historic and prophesied battle sites in Israel with you. You can find out more about the tour online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, and of course, reserve your place for the tour next March, and we pray we see you in the Holy Land. This week's program on Skywatch TV is about the Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, just sort of a preview of what you can expect with the conference, how to access it, watch it on the big screen on your main television set, and more. Our broadcast schedule, always posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels. It's available for you to watch right now, of course, if you have Roku or Apple TV, assuming that you have the Skywatch TV channel on your Roku or Apple TV device. And if you don't, why don't you? It is free and gets you access to all of our video content in full HD right there on your big screen. You can also watch us on your smartphone or tablet. And that not only gets you all of our video content, but it brings important news updates 3 times a week, stories that the mainstream media would prefer that you ignore, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. That's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's free. We have links to the app stores at our website for your convenience, and you'll find the link at our in the top menu bar at the website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. And have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.